Ross, since you've been north of the Arctic Circle, you strike me as a bit of a daredevil.
I guess you could go with that.
You think?
Yeah.
Scott, are you a daredevil?
No, I'm not a daredevil. I like just safe stuff.
Yeah? What's your favorite safe activity?
I really like the couch.
Yeah. Daring in its own way. It's daring in its own way.
I might fall in my own crevice.
That's right. That's right. All right. Your next challenge is a word game called Celebrity Sayings. Ross, what is an idiom that you've never understood?
Brass tacks.
Brass tacks.
I don't even know if it's T-A-X or T-A-C-K-S.
Oh, wow. Never thought about it as an actual tax on brass. Maybe that could be it, though.
That could be it. Yeah.
It's not a tax on brass. It's they're like thumbtacks.
Scott, what can we clear up for you? What is an idiom you've never understood?
Well, there's when life gives you lemons, but then there's also don't buy a lemon or you bought a lemon. So there's so much lemons. And I love lemons, so I just want all the lemons.
All right, so if you're famous enough, you can get anything custom made just for you, including your own personal idiom. So in this game, we're going to give you the first part of a common expression. You have to give us the rest of the expression, but it's not that easy because you also have to end it with a rhyming celebrity's name. Sounds fun, right? Yeah, super fun. So let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung, to describe it more accurately.
All right, here we go. If I said, hey, Godfather of Soul, you know when you throw your cape up in the air, what goes up, you'd answer, must come James Brown. Because the idiom is... what goes up must come down, and the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, rhymes with down. So complete the idiom.
You both seem mad. It's going to be fine. Ross, you won the last game. If you win this, you're off to the final round. Scott, you need to win this, or you're going to be banished to the North Pole.
Okay. It's not that bad.
Here we go. Hey, founding member of the Supremes, you gotta keep on stepping because a rolling stone... Ross.
Gathers no Diana Ross.
Exactly.
Yes.
How easy was that, Ross?
Well, I had a bit of a giveaway in
my
name.
Yeah, you do. I know. I was thinking, he's gotta get this one. Hey, member of Fleetwood Mac, you acted in an American Horror Story at age 65, disproving that you can't teach an old dog. Scott?
New Stevie Nicks.
Exactly. Hey, Lethal Weapon actor, you should tell your partner Mel Gibson to never judge a book. Ross?
By its Donald Glover.
No, I'm sorry, we can't accept that. That is another person. Scott, can you steal?
By its Danny Glover?
Sorry, Donald Glover was in Community.
Hey, actress who played Trudy Campbell on Mad Men, the apple doesn't fall far.
And she was on Community.
Scott.
From the Alison Brie.
Yes. It just came to you?
I could only think of January Jones. And what rhymes with Jones?
Nothing. Nothing.
Not tree.
Not tree. I figured out what it is about you, Scott. You talk so clearly about things and precisely that I'm not used to it. There's a way that is just very straightforward. It's comforting.
Thank you.
Ross, we're like natural friends. This is a new thing for me. Hey, poet from Baltimore, when you wrote Murders in the Rue Morgue, you probably didn't think things were easy come... Ross.
Easy Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Food Network chef, famous for his throwdowns, even a broken clock is right... Scott.
Twice a Bobby Flay.
Yes. All right, this is your last clue. Hey, actress from Hannibal, Still Alice, and The Kids Are All Right. You know, all's fair in love. Scott.
And Julianne Moore.
You got it exactly. Oh, boy. All right, Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
That was a tough game. With congratulations, Scott. You've tied it up. So you've each won one game apiece, so it's time for the tiebreaker game. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up, either by guessing incorrectly, repeating an answer, or taking too long, will be eliminated. You're going to buzz in to answer first. Your category is the 15 countries that partnered to build the International Space Station. Ross, you go first.
The U.S.
That is correct. Scott.
Russia.
Correct. Ross?
Japan.
Correct. Scott?
Australia?
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Congratulations, Ross. You're moving on to the final round. Thank you, Scott.
It's settled. Our finalists are Jake and Ross, and they will face off in our final round at the end of the show. If you spent the whole last game yelling out the answers with only the dim light of your computer screen illuminating your small basement apartment, come join us under the bright lights in a spacious industrial warehouse. Fill out a contestant form at amatickets.org and get out of your hole. Coming up, Gillian Jacobs and Kate Micucci have no choice but to improvise the answers when we play one of our classics, This, That, or the Other. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.